Business news now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. I'm going to swap roles for a second. It's still below freezing in some part of the country this morning. Met Aaron's orange weather warning in place in 19 counties until midday. There's set to be another freeze tonight and through to tomorrow morning. Sub-zero temperatures likely to stay in the days and weeks ahead. That's going to be disruptive to businesses and workers. So what are their obligations when bad weather hits? To discuss this, I'm joined in studio by Caroline Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite. Caroline, if someone wakes up this morning and realises they can't get to work because of the freeze, what do they do and what should their employers do?
So I suppose it's really important at this stage that we're having the conversation. Most employers have proactively put policies in place and done a lot of communication in relation to what you should do. So ultimately it's down to the person to decide from a health and safety point of view whether they feel safe to drive or to get the public transport or to walk or whatever they need to do. So we've got to have a bit of flexibility to facilitate them to make that decision, because people will have different levels of confidence around that. If the business is open, the person's expected to be at work, so they're going to have to take a day's holidays or they're going to take unpaid leave. If the business is closed, on the other hand, the person's expected to be paid for the hours they would be rostered to ordinarily be working.
So if the employer decides that it's not safe for them to open or for them to get to work, then they're still obliged to pay their staff for the day's work?
They are indeed. So like, for example, if they haven't got the supply of products, if they decide that it's not safe for customers to be in and the business is closed and they instruct the employees not to come in, then they're going to have to pay their employees.
A lot of employers might be trying to save on energy bills. So even if their staff are in there, they might be turning down the heating a little bit at the moment. There's only so far you can push that, though.
Absolutely. I suppose there's, 19 degrees is the one that has been muted. I suppose the Health and Safety and Welfare at Work Act say, depending on whether it's sedentary work or, you know, the type of work, between 16 and 17 and a half. But that's fairly cold for most people. So I think most people will be wanting to nudge the dial up to the 19 at minimum, but I think it's becoming more and more common now that people, between working from home where it's practicable to do so, most people are choosing that option in this type of weather.
And do employers have any obligation to offer work from home in these kind of extreme circumstances, or is it the same rule applies as normal times of year?
I think it's really important in situations like this where people are set up to work from home that they can work from home, because ultimately health and safety trumps everything in anything to do with HR, and ultimately in scenarios like this, I think working from home is the very sensible option for jobs that are feasible to do so. But obviously we need our retail, pharmacy, all those frontline workers to be at work, so we empathise for them in getting out in this cold weather and often icy roads.
Can there be any kind of penalty for employees who maybe say they can't come to work this morning or on a cold morning like this?
I would say absolutely not. I would say once it's a case that people are genuine in their thought process, and as I say, people will have different levels of confidence. One person might brave the roads and another person it might put the fear of God in them. So I think we have to have flexibility and appreciate that, look, people have to make the choice and try and be as reasonable as possible in that regard.
Briefly, we spoke about the minimum temperature in a workplace. What about people who are working outdoors? Is there any minimum there at which point it's not safe for them to work?
I think that's where we have empathy, you know, everywhere, because we need so many of those workers to do the job, even though they're hands and toes are falling off them. Ultimately, no, but from a health and safety point of view, I suppose risk assessments to make sure that it is still safe to work. So if there's ice, if there's, you know, things that are going to cause an issue, people have to make a decision based on that.
Caroline Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite, thank you very much for that.